Hi, I'm Fritha. I'm 22 and I live in London and I'm a fashion blogger. So I first got into fashion properly when I was about 16. I'd always been interested in clothes and loved going shopping as a kid to like create outfits and things, but I really started getting into it when I was about 16. I started reading an American fashion magazine called Teen Vogue, which is like the teenager version of Vogue magazine, and I really liked how there was loads of really cool, quirky, high fashion in there, and people sort of like expressing themselves through fashion. So that's, I sort of got started getting a bit more interested, started putting a bit more effort into my outfits and wearing quirkier clothes, and then through that I found out about fashion blogging and I started reading some of the sort of big bloggers that started out, like Susie Bubble, and really loved reading fashion blogs, but they were all written by people with jobs, adults sort of in their mid-20s who had lots of money to buy clothes, and I didn't really think it was anything I could do, being 16, not really having any money other than pocket money, not having a big wardrobe. But then I found another blogger who was the same age as me, and she customised a lot of her clothes, saved up her pocket money, shopped in charity shops and thrift stores and things, and looked really cool. So I thought, actually, you know what, I could do this too. So when I was about 17, I started my blog. I wasn't really sure what to call it because there were a lot of blogs that were called things with fashion and style in the titles, and I didn't want to sound the same as everyone else. I just bought two goldfish, so I decided to call my blog The Fish Tank, which doesn't really have anything to do with fashion, but it's catchy and people could remember it. So for about a year and a half, no one knew I blogged. It was really geeky at that point. Blogs weren't popular, and so I kept it a secret. I'd take pictures of my outfits in the morning before I went to school, with a tiny little point-and-shoot camera, pointing at my mirror. So the picture was me, a reflection of me, holding my camera in front of my face. And the pictures weren't very good. If the mirror was dirty, you'd get all spots on the picture. I don't know how anyone could actually see the clothes, but that's how everyone did it at that point. But then after about 2 years, blogging started to get really popular around about 2008, so I started to tell people about it, and actually they thought it was pretty cool. I started to actually use a tripod, got a better camera, use a self-timer, and things kind of took off in there, but it was still quite geeky, like it was just a bit of fun. But then I started getting people emailing me from different brands and PR firms and saying, you know, we like your blog and actually we'd like to work with you. So I started getting invited to preview days for different brands. So all the high street brands, I'd get to go a season ahead and see what all the new clothes were, which I absolutely loved. Get to see all the trends before everyone else, because I really, really love trends and planning what I'm going to wear for the next season. So I loved that. Then I started getting sent free clothes, which is totally the best bit about blogging. Having a wardrobe that's 50% free from all your favourite brands is pretty amazing, I must admit. Then the best bit about blogging, I think, other than the clothes, is that I was able to go to Fashion Week. So I started going to shows at London Fashion Week, getting street style pictures taken of me, ending up on street style blogs, which is totally amazing to be so involved in the fashion world. Also got nominated for some blog awards from Company Magazine and Cosmopolitan Magazine, which are two really big magazines in the UK, so that was great to be recognised on that level. Unfortunately, the blogging world has started to get a little bit stale.